With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Andrew Harvey now lives in Paris, where he pursues a passion and interest in Tibetan Buddhism. His latest books are a novel called One Last Mirror and a book of poetry, No Diamonds, No Hat, No Honey. They follow A Journey in Ladakh, a well-received account of Harvey's spiritual odyssey to a long, inaccessible area of India. Harvey says he was a different person before he discovered Buddhism.
Very self-absorbed, very melancholic, extremely angry. Very angry. Somebody said to me the other day, I said, what was I like as 21-year-old? It's a friend of mine. He said, you were the incarnation of rage.
Harvey says he was angry with his parents, angry with England, angry with his elitist education.
And then I decided to get the hell out of England because it was stifling me and boring me too much. And I went to India. And then really all this new part of my life began in India because I deliberately buried my Oxford roots.
Andrew Harvey's book of poems, No Diamonds, No Hat, No Honey, was written after 3 months of meditation in the Himalayas. His novel, One Last Mirror, focuses on a troubled young man and an alienated elderly woman who, through each other, come to terms with their lives.
The image of a mirror is the central mystical image of the East.
Harvey's writing with its mystical overtones is far from racy.
I think that the reason why I don't have sex in my books is because I think that the relationships that happen around sex are so thrilling, because it's often the most important relationships are erotic but inexpressible, and so you have to use every other way of reaching someone else. I like poems, and sex is a telegram.
Harvey's work is not for everyone, but it will have meaning to readers interested in Eastern religion.
I'm very interested in seeing what application it can have to our lives.
Andrew Harvey is the author of No Diamonds, No Hat, No Honey, and One Last Mirror, published by Houghton Mifflin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.